What is up, everybody? Ben Tolber here. It has been quite the minute since our last episode. Nevertheless, here we are. I wanted to start today's podcast with a book recommendation, and that book is The Coddling of the American Mind, and it says how good intentions and bad ideas are setting up a generation for failure. The meat of the book is based off three great untruths. What they say. The first untruth is that of fragility. What doesn't kill you makes you weaker. The second untruth is emotional reasoning. Always trust your feelings, right? We don't always trust your feelings. Then the third untruth is us versus them, and life is a battle between good people and evil people. So the first section of the book covers those three bad ideas. The second section covers all those ideas in action. The third part covers how you got there. And that's a really eye-opening part, is like how this started. And I think they dated back to 2013, and then they revised the book in 2017. But yeah, it's a good book. It just helps you kind of understand what's going on in our culture, I guess. So, anyways, it's The Coddling of the American Mind. Okay, next I wanted to talk about something that popped in my head. We had Region 3 and 4 Congress was combined just a couple weeks ago. And, you know, they're really fun to go to because you can go to, you know, these lectures and learn something new, or you can go there and maybe remember something you forgot, or learn to restructure your practices, your workouts, or your, like, you know, your event workouts, stuff like that. But anyways, I think the purpose of going to these, besides remembering those things, is you're trying to move the needle for either your business or your competitive program, or maybe even your class program. And then the term that I got is from an investing book, but in this investing book, they always say to find your edge in your investing. So there's gonna be something that you're doing that's going to help you win. So the goal for coaching is to find your edge, or the goal for your program is to find your edge. I don't think that programs or the way people do things is could be necessarily a cookie cutter thing. I think early on in my career, I was always trying to be somebody I wasn't. So like I saw, you know, how certain people coach, and I would try to coach that way. And either, you know, maybe it didn't work, or maybe it would work, but I didn't like it because you had to yell or you had to be super strict. I personally am not a coach that wants to be a drill sergeant. You know, your edge could maybe be spotting. Like, I am a great spotter and I can help these kids get, you know, through these skills and make it to perfection. Your edge could be how you come up with drills and how you implement drills. Your edge could be how you motivate. Your edge could be how you encourage. It could be in your exquisite lesson planning. So, to leave you with this today, think about how to find your edge. What do you do that's going to set you apart? What are you going to do that's going to, you know, help you get to excellence, to help your athletes get the most potential? How are we going to move that needle? So, hope you enjoyed this. I'm going to shoot to get back on releasing weekly episodes. Have a good one.